Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
We're Brian and Janelle. This is Moody Radio at 7:15. Joining us live, as they do each week this half hour, are Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right, I'm doing great, and I'm excited to hear more about this because this is one of my passion points where I've tried to work hard on my kids to understand that they've got to not just treat others with kindness, but stick up for other people who need help.
Right.
I mean, absolutely. And is this something you prioritized as well?
Well, absolutely. And if we can just take a step back to this is going to be the last one of our series here. We were talking about things that we should really develop in our children that are of most importance. So the first three had to do with really our tongue and talking. The first week was we talked about lying, the second week about not interrupting or whining, and the third week we talked about not having a sassy attitude. So this week we want to talk about curbing and stopping things like mean-spirited actions, heckling, harassing, and bullying. And so, yes, Brian, I think it's very important that we really instill these into our children. First, I think a lot of it will come from our actions and examples as parents, and I think that's really important. But I also feel like when my kids were little, I made it a point to talk to the different moms that I was in contact with because of the friendships of my children. And I told each one of them that if they knew that my children were doing something that they shouldn't, that wasn't right, whether it was word or action, that I would rather them tell me than be, you know, telling other people and not addressing the issue. And so one time, I'm sure it was Christina, and Christina was never, I don't even know how this happened with her because she really wasn't this kind of a kid. But she, the mom called me and said, you know, Christina is kind of kicking my daughter on the bus, and she has these white snow pants, and her boots are getting her snow pants all dirty. And she's asked Christina to stop, and she's not stopping. So I assured every parent that if they told me, I would never reveal, well, when they were little, I wouldn't reveal who told me, that I would just address it with my child. And when I did to Christina, she was so surprised that I would know what was happening on the bus. And just addressing that little thing, she wasn't hurting the girl, but she was annoying her. And that's kind of a heckling, harassing kind of thing, even though it's a very small level. She stopped immediately. And to my knowledge, I hadn't been called about anything else with that girl or anybody else. And sure, we all have our ways, you know, but I addressed it right away and that stopped.
Right. And it worked, Tom, when you confronted her directly. That's great.
I did. And she, and of course, one of the questions she asked was, how did you know? And I said, you know, we as parents, we just know. And I said, we have eyes in back of our head. That was what my mom used to tell me. We have eyes in back of our head. And so I appreciated that mom called me, because those are the kinds of things, if you can address them, nip it really quickly, I think it helps in the long run.
Yeah. You know, I think the significance of that example, Brian and Janelle, is that it was Cindy who engaged with Christina. And had that mother done it or some other person done it, it would not have had the impact potential that it had. Yeah. And you know, another great example of what just happened recently is that not long ago, we were watching our 8-year-old grandson playing soccer. And on their team, they have a very good player who scores lots of goals. And on the other team, though, there was a bully who purposely just ran into people, knocked them down. And after our good player scored his third goal of the game, the bully came up behind him and pushed him down. Now, you know, what would you do as a fan or as a parent of that good player or anybody along the sideline or as the parent of the bully? What would you do in that situation?
I mean, first blush, I saw it happen, I'd probably start freaking out on the sidelines. Come on, ref! Right. What are you call it?
Exactly.
What are you doing? But I mean,
exactly.
if they're small, you might want to talk to a coach, I'd say, or maybe even find out who the parent is.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly right. Well, you know, what happened next was perfect. You know, it was the parent of the bully, not the coach, not the other fans or anything, but it was the parent of the bully shouted on the field and said, "You do that one more time and I'm pulling you off the field." The result of that was that no more pushing by the bully. and our team went on win the game, and the good players scored a couple more goals. Mm-hmm. But the point was that the significance of who engaged in that, you know, situation, and it was the father. And right after that, that bullying stopped.
That's great stuff. Let's define some of these terms you all have been using. You've got three of them: heckling, harassing, and bullying. Can you help us better understand the difference between these?
Sure. I'll take mean-spirited first, and then I'll let Joe go next. The first one is mean-spirited actions toward others. And I really look at that as something that's an intentional, mean action to somebody else. It's something that's purposeful. So think of things like, you know, when somebody trips somebody on purpose, or when they're talking nasty to or about someone. Those are things that are pretty identifiable, but there's also mean-spirited actions and things toward others that people can do to manipulate that are very sort of under the radar. And those are the kinds of things that I think we need to be teaching our children to look for and watch. They're not that easy to find sometimes, but when your kids come home and they share different things with you, that those are the opportunities that you can say, you know, I don't know if this person's doing it on purpose, but it sounds like they're doing this so that you don't know it. So really trying to inform our children of things to look for that are mean-spirited.
Right.
How about heckling?
You bet. When heckling or harassing, let me give some definitions for this. I think heckling and harassing are very similar. Heckling has to do with taunting. Harassing, I think, has to do with perfecting the art of intimidation. I see it the way as annoying, persistent trash talking that has gone to the dark side, you know. And I can give you a really good example of this is, and most everybody knows heckling. When they see it, they know it, they can identify it, and I mean, even our son Joey, who has special needs, understands this one. For example, this one time, I took Joey to the Indians game, and behind us were fans from the other team. And, the other team was winning, and the fans were just heckling our team, and they were obviously heckling those of us who are Indians fans. Well, Joey, you know, he could take no more of this. So he stood up, he turned around, pointed them at with his finger and said, "No, no, 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 no."
Good and, job, Joey.
at that point, of course, I immediately stood up and apologized for Joey's actions. But they, of course, immediately could see what was happening and who Joey was. And they just nodded their heads, motioning that they would stop the heckling.
Oh, good. It worked.
It definitely. And it's another important point to understand is that it needs to be confronted. Or it will continue. Mm-hmm. And even Joey recognizes that one.
With teaching your children how to stand up for others with bullying, do you have a concern in terms of? I do the same thing, but my fear is, man, they got to know how to deal with an issue. Like if they're at the park and they stand up, it could turn the wrath can turn to them. Mm-hmm. You know.
Absolutely.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, one thing is I remember the girls, each one of them coming home with different things that were happening at school that were sort of a bullying situation, whether it was girls to girls or something else that they observed, you know. And I'll never forget Joe saying, "Do you want me to come to school and take care of this?" And part of it was he was being funny. But then on the other hand, he would have if they would have said yes. But our girls did not want us to stand in for them so much. We trained them to stand up for themselves, and they wanted to do that. So I really understand what you're saying, Janelle, especially because you don't know if your stepping in is going to cause the other person to retaliate in a way that's going to cause you harm or danger too. So I think that the child needs to learn some of that discernment as to when can they step in? When are they able to step in? You know, do they know that person to where they can say something and sort of stop them in their tracks without having to address bullying with any kind of a physical action that could start a fight?
Yeah.
And then I would say, which we would always say to our girls, never hesitate to come home and tell us because we will always back you up. And if you're wrong, I mean, we'll back you up, but we will also address what you did that was wrong.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the training of the child and just starting early on, just teaching your child to be discerning and be courageous, even in situations that seem a little daunting. And I know I think of one thing immediately as you're talking, Cindy, is the time when our little Christina, who is maybe all of 5'3" or 5'4", took on like 5 foot big football players who were harassing and heckling a Down syndrome child. And Christina just got up and she confronted these guys, you know, and you know, this guy is like 6'7". So my 5'4" daughter is going up to a 6'7" football player and she puts her finger in his chest and says, "Stop it."
Good for
at which
her.
Point yeah. in time, yeah. At which point in time, the football player kind of backed off on this little 5'4" gal and stopped heckling. And then she turned to the Down syndrome child and said, "These people are making fun of you. These are not your friends." And so it just stopped the whole heckling from that point on for the rest of the school year. And so we need to teach our children to be bold and courageous and not to be afraid to engage with when situations are not good.
Yeah, because the Bible specifically calls us to defend the oppressed.
Yeah.
And I think that's a perfect example of how to do that as kids.
Yes. And let me just say, too, the situation here, too, is that there were a lot of other people around in that cafeteria. So if she were to have addressed someone like that in a private manner, it may not have turned out the same way. And so I think that's an important thing. If you're with a lot of other people around, you may have more backing than if you're just going, you know, like one-on-one with somebody. And so I think for a child, they have to understand that bullying is a person who is either bigger, stronger, more powerful than the other person that they're bullying. And so keep that in mind when you enter into something. You may need to have the help of an adult. I'm not saying don't address it, but I'm saying address it differently so that you're not somebody who's hurt, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's just about time to go. Any final thoughts for us before we say goodbye this week?
I think it's really important for us as parents to truly try to understand why our children are behaving certain ways and then hold them accountable. You know, identify what it is that's going on right now, where it's mean-spirited actions, harassing, heckling, whatever it is the case may be. But we need to be the ones to hold them accountable, and they need to understand that there will be consequences for their behavior if they're acting a certain way. But we need to be able to understand the source of that behavior as well. Where are they getting this from? You know, they're not picking it up from you, hopefully, to behave this way. But find out what it is and then begin to address that issue, diagnose that condition, and then pursue some type of behavior management and discipline that would curb that behavior.
And I would just add that as we raise our children, we should raise them with self-confidence. We should give them a good sense of their self-value and their self-worth, but not just to be haughty or bold on their own, but to recognize all those things in other people too, and to bring those out in a good way, not in a bad way.
That's good.
All right, it's 7:30, time for us to say goodbye. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week from 7 to 7:30 on Mondays. And if you want to reach out to them, Cindy, tell them how to find you.
We'd love to have them come to the Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. Click like, and you'll get a little something every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you have a question, the best way is through our website, which you can email us through that. And the website is either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
All right. Thanks, you two. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one.